Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk to you about things that are just the two of us, some things that are on my mind. I want to talk about helping you expand your markets, helping you expand your horizons for where business can come from. Because, you know, more than ever before, 21st century small businesses like you and me, we have reasons and resources to expand our opportunities beyond our local markets, including international, not just in the next state over, but international trade. And specifically today, I want to talk about exporting. And even though we've got all these reasons and resources still, and even though 97% of all exporters in America are small businesses. Did you know that? 97% of all U.S. exporters are small businesses. Even though that's the case, still only a fraction of the small business sector are exporters. But there's good news that should cause the number of small exporters to increase. The convergence of new technology, a global new economy culture, which is more inclusive of you and me, small business owners. And believe it or not, I know this is going to be crazy, help from the government. All these things are making it easier for small firms to expand our market reach. But easier doesn't mean effortless, inexpensive, or justified, which are three of the key factors of any export strategy. Easier. Inexpensive and justified. Those are different stories. So let's take a look at the possibilities of creating a trade strategy where you're actually exporting something from here to another country. Let's take a look at where you're doing that strategy by getting help with those three factors, with emphasis on help from the government. So effort. Let's talk about effort. For a long time, exporting was the domain of those large firms that could afford to have international professionals either on payroll or on contract. The education and prospecting process alone was daunting enough to dampen the ardor of even the most determined prospective small exporter. All that education, all that prospecting, it was tough, and let alone the actual execution of doing business abroad. But today, it's hard to imagine something with so much potential being as easy as walking into one of the 100-plus U.S. Commercial Service offices, which is their departments, their divisions of the Department of Commerce. So what could be easier than walking into one of these offices, U.S. Commercial Service office, around the country, and asking them to help you begin your education and prospecting process? They have the staff, information, and resources to get you started, and will help you along with your export strategy journey. And any associated costs you might come up with on that in that process are minimal. Probably almost all of it's going to be free at that point. Expense. Let's talk about expense. It wasn't long ago that someone had to physically travel to foreign markets, establish relationships with agents and customers, and then demonstrate the goods in country. For most small businesses, those steps were financially prohibitive. Today, that same commercial service office will help you find foreign prospects. They'll help you coordinate instructions and introductions and demonstrations and bring the parties together in the early stages of a relationship without prohibitive expense. And it's all done by video conferencing. They hold meetings, video conference meetings in the commercial service office between you and a prospect, which they helped you find probably. So by the time you make a significant investment, something that might require you to get a loan or maybe, you know, really, really pony up and make and spend some money, some serious money, by the time that happens, it probably, that money would probably be spent a lot closer to fulfillment of a sale. And you'll consider any associated fees that are part of that. They will charge you for their direct costs, for the telephone hookup, the video hookup, whatever, you know, the shipping of products over so you can demonstrate them virtually. All those expenses, you're going to have to pay for that, but you'll find them a bargain when you realize what you're going to be getting for that and how much leverage you can be getting for that little money. So that's the expense side. Now let's talk about being justified. How do you justify developing an international strategy? Why would you spend time and resources trying to sell your stuff on the other side of the planet when customers are right next door? Well, consider these reasons. Today, more than 96% of the world's customers live outside of the United States. 96% of your prospects, potential prospects in the 21st century, don't live in this country. Number two, this year, millions of earthlings will have a smartphone for the first time who've never before been on the internet or owned a computer. So don't wait until some of them find you online to begin your international export preparation. Make sure that when they contact you and say, hey, I found you online, I want some of your stuff, you already know how to get it to them. You've already been through this. You know how to clear customs. You know how to take their money, et cetera, et cetera. So get started on that. That could be a great first step in your education, is how do I do online business overseas? And then number three, there are many examples of small businesses that minimize a downturn in the U.S. economy because their international strategy took up the slack. I know people who justified their effort and expense and an export strategy because I know one company in particular that if they hadn't had their export strategy going, the U.S. economy got so bad for them, they would have been out of business. But it literally held them up over one period of time. There are many of those like that, but I know that one in particular. New technology, new attitudes, new resources, and yes, help from the government are bringing the world closer to your business's doorstep. But you have to make the effort to meet the world halfway. Here's the first step. Go to export.gov. Export.gov. I've been talking to you about that for a long time. That'll get you started. Remember, education, expense justification. Check, check, and check. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.